Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dom.
I am Jaime.
And welcome back to the Cutting Room Floor. Long time in the making, finally. We are doing a film that we did a different version of, but, you know, we had some software issues and we're not going to talk about it. But we did an episode. We called it Flarby. And we talked about how 2023 is The Flash and 2023 is Barbie were far more similar than you may realize. And, you know, it's kind of funny because that was one of our favorite episodes and yes. You guys will never get to hear it. And we're sorry, but we can't recreate that magic for you. So we will cover Barbie later when something else tries to copy Barbie.
Yeah, because
that's coming. Inevitable. Yeah, I was like, yeah, sure, that's coming. But we had to do The Flash, take a break from all this prestige, Oscar-y, you know,
heavy
weighted shit and do something fun, light, you know, something that is more in our homie here, Jaime's wheelhouse. So I'm going to let him take the lead on it. This is The Flash 2023. How do you pronounce this director's name?
I believe it's Annie Muschietti.
All right, that's who directed it. Yeah. I was gonna chop him up.
Yeah, I just say like Andy Muschietti, but I think he's Argentinian.
Yeah, I was like, that's what.
And he directed It Parts 1 and 2, and you know,
he got some range.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff, and this I believe was his. I want to say. So I'm getting rid of the gum that's in my mouth. I want to say his tryout for like, because he's, I think, going to direct a Batman movie now. Because for the DCU.
When?
I don't know when. It's like they're working on it.
It better be animated.
No. It's supposed to be, it's called like, I
want
to say.
I don't want nothing but Matt Reeves.
No. It's not. The Pattinson Batman, it's like Batman and like Robin, and it might be his son, Damian.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be like called The Brave and the Bold.
All right.
And it's part of James Gunn's universe, whereas the Pattinson Batman is a separate entity.
All right. I just don't like when there's multiple versions of the same dude running around at the same time.
Well, we're going to talk about The Flash. So literally, there's multiple versions of the same dude running around.
That is at the same time. Yes. But that's in that world. But in this world that we're in, I don't want two Batmans out at the same time. I don't like it.
I understand, because it's like, and I think we'll end up talking about how different studios handle the multiverse and stuff with this, because obviously
that's inevitable.
The Flash has to deal with the multiverse, because the multiverse was originally introduced in Flash comics anyway.
All right, well, so they have the right to do this.
Yes. So The Flash 2023. Do you have stats on it?
Yeah. I'm like, so first, guys. Yeah,
okay.
Comment, like, subscribe.
Yes, please.
If you're a Flash fan.
Even if you're not.
If you're not.
Look, I know.
Because we know a lot of you probably don't like this movie who are watching it. Because you're probably like, these guys better roast the shit out of this movie. And unfortunately, that's not what you're going to get today. Yeah, I'm like, that's not what you're going to get.
I know Andre hates.
This is kind of a defender. This will probably be more of a defender episode than a bash. So if you hate The Flash, why don't you listen to us and see if maybe we can sway you? Yeah. We probably won't, because if you hate it, you probably hated it before you even saw it.
Yeah, but that's true.
Or you didn't, or you said, I'm going to give it a chance. And you're like, this is dog shit. That's fine, too. You know, but we do want to know why you didn't like it. If you just don't like Ezra Miller, you don't support him or whatever, or if you actually just thought this was a piece of crap. Because although I did enjoy this film, there's issues with it.
There's definitely some issues.
It's not a perfect film. It is not a perfect film by any means, but it has a lot of heart and soul. And I think that really saves this and makes it a compelling story. And there's a lot to it. So let's get some stats. So Rotten Tomatoes, 63%. So that is fresh.
Is it
a tomato?
Okay.
4 points lower, it wouldn't be, but it is a tomato.
Wow.
IMDb, 6.6, which isn't too bad. That's actually a little better than I was expecting. Letterboxd, not so great. 2.5, which ain't fair. I gave it a much higher score than that on my Letterboxd score. So, you know, the critical scores aren't too bad. honestly, it sounds like the people who actually took the time to watch the movie were fair on it.
Yeah.
You know, because if you gave this a negative review, I can't argue with you and say, well, I couldn't see why. I'd have to read your review to say if I can agree or not.
Yeah, to know the rationalization for it. Yeah.
I can't say that, oh, you gave it a negative review. We're not talking about The Godfather here, okay?
Like, yeah.
You know, so... So yeah. If you did give a negative review, I would be interested to know why. So, guys, definitely comment. So, Jamie, you're taking the lead on this. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I just have a quick question, and this is really for the audience, too. I wonder if there were so many negative reviews and if maybe people didn't watch it or didn't like it because it's the end of the Snyderverse.
Maybe.
It was really – I mean, I know Aquaman came out after it, but I think this is the one that really kind of closed it out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because it goes back to the beginning of the Snyderverse, mm-hmm. and then sort of like puts a nail in the coffin at the very end.
I think you were just like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Cause you know how people like review bomb stuff.
They do. I feel like they did that on Letterboxd with this movie.
Cause you know, it was that whole thing about like Zack Snyder's Justice League for years and they got it released. And then to know that like, that's the end.
Yeah,
that's like the last thing because I believe The Flash was already made or they filmed it that year that I think Zack Snyder's Justice League
Snyder
out.
Yeah,
yeah. So anyway, The Flash. God, I do love this movie.
Yeah,
I hate to tell people that because they just laugh in my face. But I mean, usually they haven't seen it or they've only seen like up to like a baby in a microwave.
Yeah, which is looks god awful.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Some of my nitpicks lie a lot in the VFs. VFX.
I understand. So this story takes place a few years after Justice League. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming Zack Snyder's Justice League because they reference something I think only happens in that film. So the Justice League is around. Mm-hmm. Barry is waiting to get his morning whatever from the coffee shop.
Yeah, his little everything bagel.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's like PB, whatever.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
And he has like the worst barista.
Yeah, this dude is like, his usual one isn't there.
Yes.
And he's pissed because she always has shit ready for him.
Yeah. And, you know, this guy's like, writing it down, so he's like the turtle.
He is. He's like, okay, and so you
can't rush a good sandwich.
You can't.
So then Barry's phone starts ringing. Alfred calls him. Everyone knows who Alfred is. I don't think I have to explain who Alfred is. But it's the Jeremy Irons version from Zack Snyder's universe. And Barry is needed in Gotham City because something's happening at the hospital. And Barry's like, you know. What about Superman? He was my first thought.
Yeah.
What about Diana, who's Wonder Woman? She was my first thought.
So, yeah.
Well, how many first thoughts did you have before you first thought of me?
Oh, me, yeah.
So Ezra Miller is, he's like the Spider-Man of this universe, let's say. And I say that because he brings humor.
He does.
He brings a lot of humor to the character because he's young.
Yep.
He just wants to be...
Accepted. Yeah. Yeah. Like, he just wants to feel part of the team.
Yeah. And, you know, so he goes and he helps out and he's talking to Bruce Wayne, Batman, mm-hmm. Eventually. Oh, I guess as he's running there.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Bruce is going after Carmine Falcone's son who stole some bioweapon from a hospital.
Yeah.
Like,
why that's
what?
There? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. So, you know, so there's like a Batman thing going on while the Flash is doing his thing and, he ends up saving these babies and a nurse from after they fell out a window.
Since we're here, let's just talk about this scene because this is the scene
that everyone
saw this scene and was like, I'm walking out of here. I'm asking for my money back.
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like this and I will not lie. When I watched the movie, I was like, bro, if the whole movie's going to look like this, we're going to have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
It looks bad. It looks bad. The babies look like.
Yeah.
They look like that Pixar.
That dancing baby from like the late 90s, right?
Yeah. And they look like something Pixar would have made up and slapped it in a live action movie. It just didn't look right. I like the colors, though. The color choices were good, but everything just looks
I think
like
I know why, and I think we talked about this a year and a half ago, but I think I know why the special effects when Barry is doing his thing, look the way that they do.
We did talk about this. Go ahead and tell him.
Because this is my theory. I don't know this for certain. But when he's running and stuff, he's using the speed force, so he sees things differently.
Yeah.
So it might be how he sees things rather than how things really are.
Yeah.
And that scene is incredible for many things, besides the fact that it turned so many people off.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
The takeaway burrito.
Because it shows how, in like a split second, you need to prioritize what you're doing as a hero and what to do first in order to save people.
Because
he needs to eat.
Yeah.
And he needs to get his energy up so he can save everybody.
Because the first thing he does, he saves like a dude who's about to fall. Like he's in a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Like into the like something's breaking.
It's like a big sinkhole.
It's a sinkhole. And he's about to fall in. He saves that dude. He saves some little people first.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and but he had to see all that. So I guess it is, his vision would be different.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe
because the special effects aren't always that bad.
Yeah, maybe things look glossier in the Speed Force, because that's what it is. It's glossy looking.
Yeah, and he has those lenses over his eyes.
Yeah, too. That's so, what I love. I do love the tints, yeah.
So the scene where he saves the babies, as controversial as it is, I think it's a good way to show what his powers are,
yes,
without rehashing like Quicksilver from the X-Men movies, mm-hmm. or even like the TV show version of The Flash, whether it's the 1990 version or the 2014 version.
Yeah.
You know, they had to show it in a different way. I mean, the worst part for me is when he like leapfrogs over the gurney that has all the babies. I'm like, my crotch is hurting.
Yeah, what? I was like, geez.
What is that? But you know, I think that's what that was to show. So he saves these kids, and the nurse is freaking out.
Of course.
And he's like, you know, you might want to seek some psychiatric help.
Yeah.
The Justice League isn't good with that yet, trust me.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
And so then he gets, he goes to help Batman. And Batman, you know, being Batman, he ends up saving the thing with the help of Wonder Woman.
Yeah, well.
Yep, Wonder Woman shows up.
Pulls up.
Yeah,
so
you hear that like guitar lick from her theme song from BVS and from Wonder Woman, and you're like, oh, we know who that is.
Yes, we do.
Right away, everyone's just looking up the skirt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, because she's standing above them, they're hanging over a bridge in the film.
Everyone would look.
Yeah, everyone would. So then Barry races up, and she's like, hey, nice suit, because he changed his suit.
He did change his suit. He's looking fly.
Yeah, he is. Pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Lasso of Truth does its thing. Batman starts talking about his ego and stuff, and he's tied to it. And then the Flash ends up trying to help him get it untied. And he's like, I know what sex, I know that sex exists. I just haven't experienced it. And the way Ezra Miller delivers these lines.
Dude, his delivery was on fire.
Yeah, it was a metaphor for gothic architecture. There's no coming back to that.
Yep.
and so then Wonder Woman leaves because, you know, she's Wonder Woman. She like flies away.
In and out.
Yeah. And then Batman ends up leaving, or he, you know, the Flash leaves and Batman leaves, and Barry just wants to hang out with Batman.
Yep. I'm like, he's like, we're basically best friends, right?
Yeah. You're basically my best friend. And so he goes back just in time for his sandwich to be done.
Yep.
And to be late for work.
Yep.
So he works as a...
What is nutty to think about all this shit happened in that amount of time?
That it took a guy to make the sandwich?
Yeah, so I was like...
Yeah, because it's like honey, peanut butter, raisins.
Yeah, but like it should take you maybe 2 minutes max
to
make the sandwich.
And this is like, I'd say 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this mofo is still making this damn sandwich. Mm-hmm. So, and the guys are fast enough for you.
Yep.
He gives him that look.
Yeah, and he's like, if you know what I've done in the time it took you to make this shit, you'd be like, God, I'm a grandfather.
Yeah.
Great grandfather.
And I think that's also the point of that scene. Like, in spite of the babies and the microwaves and the dog.
Yeah. It is to show you his abilities.
What
and how fast he actually is.
Yeah, compared to like a slow ass barista.
Yep.
So he goes to work, and everybody's making fun of him because he's always late, including his boss.
Yep.
And he wants to do more. He wants to take more time for cases because he's trying to prove that his dad is innocent of killing his mom.
Yep. And that's the whole meat of the story.
Yeah, that is the meat of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's a CSI guy.
Yep.
So no one, wants to listen to him. Nobody believes him. Everyone thinks he's slow anyway.
Yeah. But he's probably smarter than everyone there.
Yeah. Because yeah, like, he has to be, because he has a reason to be there. It's not just a job for him. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I can prove this, my dad will be out of jail after 20 years or however long it's been.
I mean, the fact that he can figure out the stuff that he does, he's not Peter Parker smart.
Yeah, no, but no.
But like you compare him to Spider-Man, but he can figure out what he needs to in the moment. He's very situationally smart.
Yes, 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 he is. And he has like the he's just smart enough because like the suit he had in Justice League, I think he built himself. Mm-hmm. So he's just smart enough to be able to get by in that situation. You're right.
Yep. Like, he's very situationally good.
So what happens then? He goes to work and then they're like, we're just going to speed through these cases. Cause like his boss has that conference outside. And then
he's like, well, we should look at him.
Yeah.
And he's like, F you.
Yeah.
Give me some coffee.
Oh
some
yeah. Sugars. Yeah. You shouldn't still be getting people coffee.
You shouldn't be
after all this time. Now go get me some coffee.
You're kidding, right?
No.
Two sugars? Yep. All
right. And then his boss has that press conference that they're just, you know, because they already have a backlog, he says, like 6 months or something. Mm-hmm. And you want us to go slower?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So then his old college buddy, Iris West, comes up and starts asking him about, like, his father's hearing, which is the next day.
Yeah.
Is, I guess they're going to try to go through new evidence. So he gets a flash drive from Bruce Wayne because he uses Wayne Tech to try to see if the video footage of his alibi could be salvaged, and he couldn't.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because he never looked up.
Looks his head. Yeah,
yeah, he never lifts his head up. So all you see is a hat.
You just see a hat, and it's like, damn, bro, we don't know if that's you, Ron Livingston.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, this is after Office Space.
Way after Office Space.
Yeah,
Lumberman can't save him.
Yeah. Or Milton.
Yeah, Milton.
I'll set the building on fire.
We definitely got to do that.
Yeah.
Sometime like in the summer when there's nothing going on.
But yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
So then he goes and he's talking with Bruce. Oh, no. So he goes and then... Well, his dad calls. His dad calls him from the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Will you accept this call? And so he's talking to his dad, and he goes back to his childhood home, and he's remembering what happened.
Yep.
Like how his mom was found and that his dad wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone call gets cut off because it's a limited thing, and his dad's like, you know, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You got a life. Go get you some ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Don't worry about me. You know sex exists. You just haven't experienced it
because you've been worrying about me this whole damn time.
And unfortunately, I've been in jail experiencing.
Yep. He's like, I've been having a lot more than you, son. Even though I don't want it.
Yeah.
It's what I'm getting. Yeah. So.
Because look, Ron Livingston, he's still a good-looking dude.
Hey, you know, in prison, he's definitely getting passed around. Because he's doing a lot. He's probably, you know, he's a max security.
Yeah.
He's big dogs. You know, Bubba and shit.
Yeah.
That's real. So, yeah, his dad does tell him, like, hey, you gotta move on. But, of course, he's like, I ain't hearing that.
Yeah, because he's remembering back, and he's like, this doesn't make any sense still. Mm-hmm.
And
he starts
He runs, and he gets the bright idea. Hey, maybe I can go back and stop it.
Well, yeah, because he runs so fast that he gets in this thing. I think it's called the Chrono Bowl in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the Speed Force. And he realizes he's able to move forward and backward in time.
Yeah.
Because he moves back to like earlier on in the day and he looks out and he sees the babies.
The babies and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, what? So then he's talking to Bruce.
He talks to Bruce then. And Bruce he basically tells Bruce, hey, I can save both our parents.
Yeah.
And Bruce is like, that's not how this works.
Yeah. He's like, these scars make us who we are.
Yeah.
Like, they don't define you though.
Nope.
It's like, you know, we'll probably say it in quotes, but the Ben Affleck version of Batman. Affleck,
your guy.
Dude, his version of Batman is incredible. But he has some really sage advice for Barry, and Barry doesn't take it.
Nope.
Because then Iris comes to his apartment or right after Bruce pulls away, because that's that famous line from the trailer where you got some fancy friends. Like, that's an Uber.
That's an Uber.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I don't even know what he was driving.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
So, you know, so he and Iris are talking, and then that's when he realizes, he's like, wait, I can go back, make it so, you know, his mom doesn't need the extra.
I just slide that shit in the cart.
And then no one will ever know, it'll be fantastic.
Yep, it'll just be perfect.
And he's like, and Bruce won't even know. Mm-hmm. And he's like, thanks, Iris. This has been great. So he runs out, and he does his thing. He goes back to the day, because his dad went out to buy an extra can of tomatoes. And while his dad was out, while he was coming home, that's when his mom got murdered, as he was upstairs listening to like his Discman or something. I think it's 2004.
Like 4 or 5. Yeah, something like that.
I think 04 is when that happened.
Yeah, that's probably right. Because I feel like me and Barry are probably supposed to be around the same age.
I think so.
Maybe he's a little younger, but yeah, something like that. That's probably right.
So he goes back to the supermarket and he puts the extra can of tomatoes in his mom's cart. And as he's coming back through time, this being comes out of like the Chronobull area, the Coliseum. He just appears and knocks Barry out of the speed force.
He's just like, boom.
Yeah. And Barry like gets knocked out on the street that he lives.
Right back in front of his house.
Yeah. And he's in his Flash costume and he looks around. So he gets clothes from this old couple walking down the street. He's wearing the old woman's sweater and the dude's pants. And he goes to his house. And his parents are there, both of them. But he's older, and they recognize.
He's like, damn, man, you aged a lot.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, you're looking old.
You cut your hair.
Yeah,
they're like, damn, you just look like a whole different motherfucker.
Yeah, and he's amazed to see his mom because he hasn't seen her since he was like 12 or something.
And I love that actress who plays his mom. She's a great Spanish actress. She's in a bunch of good Spanish movies. You know, so check her out. You ever seen Pan's Labyrinth?
I have not.
Bro, she's in that.
And I like Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Mama Tambien.
Oh, yeah.
Alfonso Cuarón. She's in that. Banger, bro. Yeah, she was a little foxy, too, back then. I mean, she still looks good. Pretty foxy. I was like, she still looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, man, when she was like in her 30s. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so he goes, they eat, and then he sees himself out the window. He's like, he's like, oh shit, I got a shit.
Yeah.
Outside. And so he goes and he puts his own underwear on his head to mask himself. And he takes himself up against the wall. And he's like, what year is it? Like, what are you doing here? What year is it? Mm-hmm. And he finds out that it's like 2013. Yeah. So it's like 10 years before that he was supposed to. So he's 10 years early.
Yeah.
And he gets to know himself a little bit and how annoying he is as an 18-year-old. And he's planning on leaving. And then he realizes, because young Barry, now it's going to be old Barry and young Barry.
Yeah.
Is how we're going to differentiate.
This is where we got a real quick highlight. Where you quickly see Ezra Miller's talents right away.
Oh, as he's acting with himself. As he's playing
both of them.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, this dude really understood the assignment.
Yes.
And delivered both characters. Because they're two different characters.
They are two different
characters. Yeah, they're two entirely different characters. Because they're actually almost opposites.
They are, because young Barry grew up with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And old Barry only had his parents for like 10 to 12 years.
He dad in jail, mom in the grave. Like, yeah. It's a terrible situation.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're going to be hardened and different.
Yes. And you're right. Because I know they had a stand-in for him, but, like, you know, he still had to act both scenes. So this is the stand-in, so he knows where to look.
Yeah.
You know, and it's incredible. So he and Barry are talking, and he's trying to explain to young Barry, like, what happened and why. But he can't tell him that he saved their mom from dying. So he does it vaguely, and young Barry says that he has a date that night with Iris.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you have a date with her?
Date with her? He's like, what?
Holy. So he's going to leave. He's like, look, dude, you do you. Don't change anything, blah, blah, blah. And then a storm starts. And he's like, oh, shit, what day is it? Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is it, like September 29th, 2013 or something. Mm-hmm. And he realizes that's the day he got his powers.
Yep.
And if this a-hole
doesn't get him,
yeah,
the whole thing is effed up.
Yeah, he's like, I might not get him.
Yep.
So he takes young Barry to the police station where he was working in the crime lab as an intern at the time. And how he gets in there is kind of great because he like vibrates through the door and stuff. and then they vibrate through the other door and then it just opens.
It just opens.
It's like, And so old Barry is setting it up so young Barry can get.
It's a straight reenactment.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to reenact it to a T.
And it's kind of brilliant because they do Barry's origin. It's an origin story film for The Flash without doing his origin.
Yeah.
he has to redo his own origin to make sure that he exists.
Yeah, he has to keep himself alive, essentially.
Yeah, so he's setting everything up, and then young Barry realizes that he's going to get electrocuted, and old Barry is like, no. The chemicals get electrocuted, then they douse you.
Fall on you, and he's like, that'll sound much better. Like, still, I'm like, chemicals.
So as they're arguing, the same thing happens. The actual lightning hitting the chemicals happens and goes through old man Barry into young Barry.
Him. It like shoots through him.
Man. Yeah. And it's actually a really funny scene. I hate to say it. It is great. The way he's getting hit by the lightning.
Yeah.
His tooth popping out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The end is the best.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's great. It's just so great.
Forget about it. Yeah.
And so they both fall down. There's alarms going off. They get up and they're trying to leave and they're going to phase through the wall and they just hit the wall and they both fall and roll away.
Old Barry got his powers.
He lost his powers.
He ain't got them.
And then one of the greatest scenes.
Well, one of my favorites in the movie is he doesn't realize he lost them.
Yeah.
And he's like, time to get fast.
Yeah. And he's doing his like.
He's getting ready to fucking take the fuck off. And he starts running real slow and goofy like. And he looks like a fool.
And his shoes.
Yeah,
his
bro.
Wet shoes. It sounds like a basketball game.
It does, yeah. So like squeaking all over the place. He looks like he's, I'm sorry, he looked like he's in the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Like he looks insane. I'm like, he's like, you know, when I first saw it, I was cracking up because I think this is like my third or fourth time seeing this.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. I was like, dog, this dude is silly. And I was like, dude, he's playing this so well. Like, cause everything I've seen him in up to this point, like he's kind of funny in Perks. He is funny in Perks, actually.
Yeah, he is. He's really
but
good.
He's like, he plays kind of an emotional character because, you know, he's like closeted gay and he likes the guy and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
young Neil from Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes. He was in 21 Jump Street. He was in Jennifer's Body. He's in a bunch of shit. But, and then in like, we need to talk about Kevin. Like, he's a fucking psycho. So I'm like, he's an incredible actor because I've seen a lot of range from him in a short amount of films. And I'm like, dude, this dude, what a shame we're not going to get this guy. Like, it's really sad. He could be up there with Chalamet and Austin Butler. And
is there around the same age?
Anyway? Yeah, I think he's like 32.
Yeah.
Or maybe 33, something like that. So he's still young. I'm like, geez, maybe he can make a comeback. Who knows? But anyways, go ahead. So.
Oh, so then they somehow make it back to young Barry's apartment. Young
Barry's crib.
And that's when young Barry realizes that he has powers.
Yeah.
So he does all the crazy stuff you would think a young kid who realizes he's super fast does.
Starts jumping on the bed.
Yeah, just running around.
Shit around.
He starts running through town.
Running through the streets.
Causing havoc.
Yep. Burning up.
Yeah, burning his clothes off.
Yep.
And coming
ass
back.
Ass naked.
Yeah.
Ass naked in the streets. Because he's running and he's a dumb kid. Young Barry is very immature. Like,
yes,
he's a little shit. But he's funny, so he's like, he's a lovable little turd. You're like, I can't stand you, but God damn it, you are funny. Like, everyone's known someone like Barry in their life. And he doesn't know that the friction from the speed, the fibers are going to burn.
Yeah.
And that's what happens to him.
Because he doesn't have the same education old Barry.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah. Well, Barry, he's like, I already went through this part. I went crazy. Of course, anyone, I don't care if you're 50 years old, you're going to act a little silly if you get some power. You're going to be like, holy shit. Especially if you're 50, you're like, I've never been this athletic. Yeah, I'm just trying to do this shit, right? Like, he starts doing what any kid does, but Barry's got them years of trial and error to know what it is.
Yeah, he has a decade of experience,
And he comes back and he's fucking starving.
That's
when he realizes he has to stay energized to keep this up. Eating old broccoli and peanut butter and what the fuck else was
I think it was like teriyaki sauce.
Yeah, I was like, it was some kind of sauce. It was nuts. But go ahead.
So then the next day, because then young Barry just falls asleep. So the next day, old Barry takes him out and they're like in a park in a secluded area.
Yeah, show him the suit.
And he shows him the suit. And, you know, it's tight.
You know where it's tight. Yeah.
So they're talking, and old Barry's trying to mentor young Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly people are like running and going to somewhere because there's like an alarm going off.
Yeah.
So they go to this bar and they see from Man of Steel when Zod came to Earth.
I was like, it was a Man of Steel clip.
Yeah. So it's now that time when Zod came to Earth looking for Kal-El, and Barry knows. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit. Superman's the only one who can save us. Because I tried. So he tells young Barry then about how he tried to save people because it was right after he just got his powers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing a costume that looks like the one that Barry had in the TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when they were running, the first time Sisko and them were like, trying to track his speed.
It reminded me of the first Spider-Man, the what is it?
The homemade suit.
The human spider. Yeah.
The very first Spider-Man.
When he's wrestling.
The Sam Raimi one.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Like, that suit, just like the shit look to it and everything.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a Spider-Man type of story in a way.
It is, because I think what they took from the Flash in the 50s in the comics, I think they used a lot of what made the Flash work and used it for Spider-Man. And I'm not saying they ripped it off, because that would be terrible, because there's always
some definitely give and take different enough on its own.
Because, like, Barry Allen in the comics, you know, he's a police scientist.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really, since he was the first, like, official Silver Age hero, he was the first, like, smart scientific superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the Fantastic Four and Spider-Man and even Iron Man. You know what I mean? Had the brain, but he had the money, too, to go with it. So there's always going to be similarities. And unfortunately, since The Flash came out after 9 or 8 Spider-Man movies, I guess 9 with Across Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I'm like, it's 9.
Oh, and it actually came out after Across, so it might be 10. After 10 Spider-Man movies. Yeah.
And a bunch of Avengers and all that other stuff, too. Yeah.
There's always going to be like, why are they ripping off this, even though The Flash did it first in the comics?
Yeah.
So he explains to young Barry about like Superman and the Justice League. So they go back to Barry's apartment, and that's when young Barry's apartment. That's when old Barry meets
the homies.
Yeah, two of them are the coworkers that were making fun of him before in his regular world.
Oh shit! Yeah. I didn't even realize.
Yeah,
that.
Patty and the other
chick
were
the
making fun of him, and then there's Gary.
Gary,
yeah, who has a tattoo.
The tattoo of that's upside down. Yeah,
I didn't explain this tattoo on my thigh. Yeah. First of all, it's not your thigh.
It's not your thigh. I was like, that's what we call a calf, bro.
Yeah.
this guy. When he pulls his legs up,
he meets the roommates, and he tries to find out where Cyborg is,
mm-hmm.
where Wonder Woman is, and where Aquaman is.
And he's trying to explain to them who these people are, and they just sound like the most ignorant people. But
like a super mermaid,
but like in their universe, it makes sense that they're reacting this way because everything's different.
Yes,
and I think that's why they use the movie references with, you know, Michael J. Fox being in Back to the Future.
Oh yeah, Eric Footloose.
Footloose.
Yeah,
who they say was in Top Gun?
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah. Because Michael J. Fox was in Footloose.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz was in Back to the
Future.
And I think that's why they did that for movie fans.
Top Gun with the gay volleyball?
Yeah, with the gay volleyball thing. That was funny. No. Yeah, but all right, go on.
So he finds out that he can't find anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, Victor Stone is a football player in Gotham.
Yep.
He's not a cyborg. Mm-hmm. You know, Aquaman doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And Wonder Woman is some old magician in Vegas.
Yeah.
So he says something about – does he say something about Batman?
Something about Batman, yeah.
And then Patty, the one roommate, she's like, I'm Batman. He's like, wait, what did you say? Yeah. And then she burps it.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm Batman.
I was like, these guys.
Yeah,
I was
like, terrible.
I was like, God, I was not like this at that age.
But I guess they're all in college.
Yeah.
Sharing an apartment.
Like this in college. I was like, that wouldn't have been funny to me. I'd be like, ugh.
So then he realizes Batman exists in this world.
Yeah. So he's like, we got to find him.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, Barry, we're going to go to that cousin's dinner.
Yeah, I thought this was a cousin's dinner.
Because young Barry explains to his roommates that old Barry is also named Barry, and it's his cousin.
It's his cousin. I'm like, you guys
named freaking Barry.
I'm like, this dude literally just looks like a slightly older version.
And I love how young Barry, after he says Barry is the other Barry's name, he's just like, hey, he's kind of shrugged.
Yep.
Like, that's the best I can do. That's the best I can do, right? Like, Ezra Miller's face in this film is incredible.
Yo, he's got some good expressions. Young Barry was insane.
So since old Barry knows who Batman is, they go to Bruce Wayne's mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when they're walking in, and you know, 25 or 624 is playing by Chicago.
Great song.
And old Barry is like, Bruce, I didn't know you painted.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, I love it.
That look on his face says it all.
I got it in quotes.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
So they're looking for him, and they go into the kitchen, and the music's playing. There's like a flip-flop on the floor.
Yeah, on the floor.
And they can't find anybody, and they're just walking around, and then suddenly this old guy with a lot of hair starts attacking them. Beating the hell out of old Barry because he's not fast. He's
not fast. And young Barry's just dodging everything.
Yeah.
And, like, it's nothing to him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Flash would beat up Bruce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just because he's fast.
Yeah. And Bruce is regular.
And that's what happens. He ends up, you know, subduing Bruce Wayne.
Dude, when he slams into the, what is it, like a counter? Or
yeah, something.
That shit breaks off.
Yeah.
Cracking up.
But oh my God, like Michael Keaton just like.
When he hits him with the rolling pin.
And, like, and the wine bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a great scene. And they find out he's Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And they explain to him what's going on. He's like, oh, so you're him, only older.
Mm-hmm.
From a different universe, blah blah blah, and it all makes sense to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
because Batman is this statistician,
and he explains
statistician or whatever.
Yeah, he explains it all with pasta noodles.
Yeah, he does with spaghetti.
Yeah, and he gives young Barry some, and he starts eating like he's never eaten before in his life.
Are you kidding me with the chewing noises?
He's like, God, was I like that?
Yeah.
But he wasn't because
he's a
different guy.
Yeah, this is a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Batman explains the multiverse and why everything got screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And why, like, Batman is now 70.
Yeah.
Instead of 50.
50, yeah.
Yeah, and like how, because he's like on a fulcrum. He's not on really fixed points, so everything kind of breaks.
Yep.
So there's like, what does he call them? There's some kind of points that like have to happen. Like a fixed something.
Oh.
And he's explaining it to Barry because Barry knows, like, this Bruce Wayne also had an Alfred.
Yep.
You know, he also had this, that, and the other.
And so he also got a Batcave.
Yeah, yeah.
Bat shit in it.
Yeah, yeah, so he's like, so will you help me? He's like, eh, nope.
No, sorry,
I'm fella. Good. Because Batman actually says one of the best lines in the whole film, and you might have it.
I'm probably having it.
In quotes. It's about what he could have done instead of fighting crime, mm-hmm. to actually prevent crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible. So we'll do that in quotes.
Yeah.
So then Barry and Barry leave, but then they go into the Batcave, and he's still looking for Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds out through Batman's help eventually, after they talk a little bit, that he's being held in a, some Siberian...
Some jail, like an underground facility bunker. Yeah.
So they get there. So Bruce decides to help him.
He's like, I'll help y'all out. Yeah. We going to Russia. Let's do it.
And he comes out in the bat suit. And it is actually...
And he's like, it is Batman. He's like, I'm Batman. It was good.
Yeah. He's like,
I'm Batman. Yep, that's me, baby.
And the Batwing comes down and they fly to Siberia in the Batwing. And then they go and they break in. And it's crazy to me just watching this scene because... Old Barry has no powers. And he's like...
He's basically Tony Stark in Iron Man 3.
He is. You're right. That's who he is.
That's who he is. And his power is having young Barry with him.
Yeah.
Tony still had his little gadgets and shit to help him out.
Yes.
But he wasn't in the suit really that much.
No.
So young Barry is like his little gadget.
Yeah.
He does have the powers, but it's not him doing it. So he's got to do shit through him.
Yes. That's so, true. You're right.
That's who he reminded me of.
And so they break in and they find the giant scrotum that they're keeping Superman in.
Yeah.
And they go in and they find an emaciated woman.
They're like, well, this ain't Superman. Yeah. Let's bounce. And he's like, well, we can't just leave her.
And Barry's like, I'll get her.
Yep.
So he grabs the whatever costume is there and her, and they're carrying her. And then they get ambushed and they eventually break out. But then they're outside and they're cornered. But the woman gets some sunlight.
And she awakens.
Yeah. And boy, is she angry.
She is pissed.
Yeah. And she decimates those Russians. And then she passes out. So they all fly back to Wayne Manor. Bruce ends up sewing up his wounds. Like the old days.
Like the old days.
Well, actually, I guess Alfred probably did in the old days.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta do his own now.
Yeah. And then she wakes up and is like, who are you? Because she wants to make sure they're not Russians.
Yeah.
And like, hey, you know, and then they tell her about Clark, about her cousin.
Yep. She's like,
and she's like, who the fuck is Clark?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, she's like,
he's Kal-El.
Yeah. Like, oh, she's like, that's my familia.
So then old Barry's like, young Barry, take her to the roof, get her in the sun.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. So they go up. She gets energized. They have a little bit of an exchange. That's important because Barry's like, yeah, this General Zod.
Zod.
And she's like, I don't really care about your people.
Yeah, not
because this is what they did to me when I was just looking for a place to stay, a safe place. And he's like, not all of us are dicks.
Yeah, he's like, we saved you.
Yeah. I mean, look, just don't.
Don't kill me.
Just don't. Spit on my dick if you're going to do anything to it. Because the way she spits.
Jesus.
I'll lube it up for you.
Yeah. I'll handle this one.
Yeah. Prison lube. So she flies away. And then, you know, young Barry goes down and he hears old man Barry and Batman talking about why Barry came to this time and how, and about his mother dying and he wanted to save her. And Batman's like, I spent my whole life doing this and you succeeded. That's incredible. And then it eventually gets to the point where Barry's like, you know, Batman's like, so you're going to electrocute yourself and bathe yourself in chemicals, right? And he's like, yeah, want some help? and Barry overhears the thing about the mom and they don't know that young Barry. So, while Kara Zor-El is Supergirl, while she's away, she encounters Zod, who sees her, and then she realizes she's not as powerful as
she
can
be.
So she flees back to Gotham.
Bro. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's good?
And but in the interim, they try to electrocute Barry, and it doesn't quite work. And so Kara comes back. And flies him up into, because there's a storm, flies him up into the storm because the equipment malfunctions.
Of course.
And because it's from, you know, the 90s.
Back in the day. Yeah.
And she helps him get his powers back. And that's when they form their ragtag.
Their little Justice League team.
And they go, Batman's like, you know, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
He
says two best lines from Batman.
That's what he said. I'm like, really? Yo, I got that in quotes.
So they go, Barry and Batman are in the Batwing again, and Kara's flying. And I think this is a very important scene when young Barry is filming
Kara,
and old Barry's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm filming this for our kids.
For all the kids.
Yeah.
For everyone.
In the world. They want to see this.
They need to see this, yeah.
Because it shows his motivation later, I think. Mm-hmm. And so they go to where Zod is, and they have a plan to fight, which is just Kara is the only one who can get Zod, and they'll just distract everybody with their speed, and Batman will handle stuff in the air because he's in the Batwing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all go, you know, it's CGI fight fest.
It looks bad.
Yeah, it does. But I
despite
like...
Despite of it, Supergirl's still badass.
Oh, she's incredible.
Yeah.
She is. And this version of Supergirl, I'm so pissed off that she's not going to be Supergirl anymore.
That really sucks.
Believe it or not, because she was incredible.
She was great. I loved her.
And so, you know, they fight. Batman dies. Kara dies.
Mm-hmm.
So Barry and Barry go back in time to try to fix it. And every time they do...
Same outcome. Looks different.
Yeah. And so old man Barry realizes that inevitable intersection.
Thank you.
Oh,
yep, there you go.
That's why I love you.
Yep, that come through.
Yes, the inevitable intersection. That's what Batman that's said what there says. Are. So he realizes he has to go back and change what he did and let his mom die so everyone else can live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what a hero would do,
the self-sacrifice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And young Barry, having only seen old Barry as his mentor and hero,
mm-hmm.
only knows that they're in trouble. They need help. I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he keeps going back, and he's getting like shrapnel stuck in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he ends up becoming the being that knocked Barry out of the Speed Force to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this crazy Mexican standoff.
Yeah.
From the good, the bad, the ugly. That's sort of what it ends up being, right?
It is, yeah.
Because old Barry's the good, the bad would be young Barry, and the ugly is old Barry.
Old Barry.
Yeah, or the Dark Flash.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, you know, he explains that he's been doing this for however long, trying to find a way to save them, and it's not going to work.
It's not going
to
work.
And then young Barry ends up sacrificing himself to save old Barry from the older Barry. Which sounds confusing, but when you watch the film, it makes sense.
It makes sense. It does.
And then Barry ends up going back and fixing what he fucked up. And it's like
puts the tomatoes back.
Yeah, he puts the tomatoes back so his dad can go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Although he puts the tomatoes on the top shelf.
On the top shelf.
So he has to look up.
Uh-huh, and he gets the camera.
But at the same time, it's like him interacting with his mom,
that scene
is like the most emotional.
It's
yeah,
dude, and his acting there is A1 because he pulls a single tear out on his glasses.
Yeah,
and he has a moment with his mom, and like it's just one of the moments where he realized, like, dude, this is the worst thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah,
you know, this is like one of the worst and best goodbyes, because he actually gets a goodbye.
He does.
You know, which he didn't get before.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't know it's him.
Yeah.
Because he can't tell her.
Yeah.
Because that'll just fuck everything up.
Yes.
Yes, she'll be like, what the hell? She's like, you got old. She may not recognize him because he would be older. So she might be like, you look like someone I may know in the future.
Yeah, but at that point, you know, he's like 12.
Yeah.
So it's like, he looks like he could be familiar. Because doesn't she say, like, do I know you?
Do I know you? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, you can feel people's souls don't change.
Yeah,
much.
Yeah.
So it's a great scene, you know. And yeah, he gets emotional. But anyways, go on.
Oh, yeah. So then he goes back. And it's just in time for his dad's trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the footage is shown that he actually does look up.
Yeah.
The new footage. He does look up. So he's vindicated.
That is that man's face.
Yeah.
The guy playing the lawyer is terrible.
So then his dad gets out of jail. and he's coming out, and the guy that asked him the question is the stand-in, mm-hmm. believe it or not.
That's cool.
Yeah, the reporter. That's his role. The guy who he takes a hot dog from when he's going to the courthouse, mm-hmm. that's the director.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. So he does like a Hitchcock thing.
Yeah, a little cameo.
And then, he explains how he uncooked the spaghetti.
Yeah.
And no one knows what the hell he's saying. Because mm-hmm. he's like, the canned tomatoes got moved to the top shelf, which subsequently uncooked the spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And then Bruce calls him and he thanks him. And he's like, hey, I'm here.
I'm pulling up.
Yeah. And there's a crowd of people because it's Bruce effing Wayne.
Yep.
And then he sees George Clooney coming up and he's like, Who the fuck is this? It's like, you're not Batman. He's like, Barry, what's wrong with you? And then Barry's like, huh. And then
his fucking tooth falls out. And you forget he glued Batman.
Yes, yes. So it's like he thought he fixed everything.
But he fucks something up.
Yeah. So there's a couple of unanswered questions I have because of that ending. But that's essentially the film in a nutshell.
That's the film in a nutshell. What a great after credit scene with Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Yes, yes.
Who's drunk as hell.
This is where I live.
This is where he's like, Harry. Yeah. He said, get more beer. Pay for it with this.
He's giving him like rings.
That shit is funny as hell. Yeah, so that is the movie.
That is the film, and
it's perfectly set up for a two.
It is.
But
we won't get it.
Unfortunately, we won't get it.
I think, most of the stuff we'll probably go over in like rewatchable scenes.
Yeah, yeah. Let's jump into it. Our MVP.
Obviously, Ezra Miller.
I had Ezra Miller and Michael Keaton.
Yes. I'm probably mispronouncing your name, but Sasha Calais.
Yeah,
Supergirl.
She's great.
That was her first film.
But she was great. Only reason I didn't put her in is just because she's not in it a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was great. So the last like maybe 40 minutes?
45? It's about the last hour, but since she died, she's only in it for 40 minutes. Yeah, I'm like,
she goes away for a little bit too in that time. So I like that. Peak season. I actually had no one. As good as Ezra Miller is in this.
You've seen him in Better?
Not only that, this movie is like so like hated.
Reviled.
You know what I mean? Everyone just wants it dead.
Well, how about Supergirl then? We could say.
It could be her peak season because it's her coming out party for sure.
I think she's a soap opera actress.
Okay. It's definitely her peak
season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we could say her because I'm like, I think this director, it would be.
Definitely.
And Michael Keaton, obviously. Birdman.
Birdman, yes, definitely.
And Ezra Miller, I would have to say it's probably Perks, maybe. Because that was kind of what showed the world.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
because he was doing like Royal Pains before that, the TV show. He was a kid.
Yeah. All right, best quotes.
Oh, my God.
I'll jump in and you can fill in any. That I might miss. Because I'm sure I do go in order. So
hold on. You go ahead.
I'll start up. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Why is our bat friend even awake?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God, Flash. I love you.
Hi.
Hi. I've come to accept that I'm essentially the janitor for the Justice League.
I've come to accept it. He says I've come to accept it.
My ego is far too big to say thank you to someone else.
Oh, yeah, that's from the last OG. Yep. Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry, I have no official statement at this time. You look terrible. You look old.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's that.
Yep.
Yeah. No, you can get into bars and
stuff. Yeah. You stole my face.
Oh, yeah, that's what Youngberry said.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is mad trippy, fucking Youngberry. Oh, my God. Do we marry her?
Oh, yeah.
Scott. The lightning hits the chemicals in which you get bathed in.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm slow.
Oh, yeah.
You know where it's tight. You know where it hurts? My dick. Back to the Future. Yes. Eric Stoltz.
Yeah. He is Cherboy.
Cherboy.
He is Cherboy.
I'm like, their slang is terrible. Zod came here to find Clark. Who's Clark?
Yeah.
Shit, he's no cyborg yet.
Yeah.
When he still was playing football.
Yeah.
So, like, a super mermaid?
Yeah.
And your wife is the queen of Atlantis?
Yeah. And they show
that,
it.
That part is funny. Yes. They show her on the couch. She's like, this old fat shit. I didn't know you painted. You're good.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you? I'm the guy who lives here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I forgot he says that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Metaphor is over. It's just a garnish.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What's the cheese?
Just the cheese. I thought this was the cousin's dinner.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I was like, fucking God, it's not real. We're not cousins.
You're essentially my best friend.
Yeah. He doesn't want to help us. We're going to use his bat shit. This place is straight beeves.
Oh,
beeves?
Beeves?
This is like beeves.
Beeves?
This bag laughs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
You use monkey as a dartboard. I was like, oh, that's no good. Sorry about your parents. Just trying to save mine.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm Batman. I had to move you, but I just did it a little.
That oh, yeah.
Straight, when he fucking throws up. Yeah. I was like, think like, about how fast you would move someone's body, bro. They probably, oh my God.
When he's explaining to Young Barry about how to move things, when he's like, you can't move a baby, but you can move a microwave.
Yes.
And I like that he said that because it's a callback to the scene everyone hates.
Yeah.
And why he did what he did. Well, obviously he did to protect the baby from the fire.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
he could just grab them.
Yeah.
They probably die.
Yeah. Because you saw he was very gingerly. Especially like in the end credits when they show the dog falling and he's behind him doing all this stuff, you see how gingerly he has to do it so not to murder them.
If he grabbed one of them babies, that baby would die. It's too small to be able to take that amount of speed going through him. I didn't know we could get shot. Why would you assume we couldn't?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
God damn it, dude! You scared the shit out of me. Why did you help me? Because you needed help.
Yeah, like that says so much about Barry, who he is inherently, and probably who his mom was, because he would have learned that from her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Our kids are going to want to see this. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Not this time, kid. Maybe some other time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a rough one.
Yeah, when God, Michael Keaton, this
dude, he killed that.
Yeah, he's just and just really quick, the true tragedy of this film not doing well, and Discovery buying Warner Brothers like right after or right before, I guess, is the fact that their whole plan was to make Michael Keaton like a mentor for other superheroes and other films.
That's
like
true.
Like in Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond.
Yeah, yeah, like that version of Bruce Wayne. He was going to do that, and they made that Batgirl movie where he was in it, mentoring her, and they shelved it so they could use it as a tax break.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fools. What fools. We can't bring you back, can we? You already did.
Yeah.
You already did. I was like, damn. I was like, my man. Barry, this is an inevitable intersection.
Yes.
No matter what we do, this world dies today. Look around. Look at the damage we're causing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you see everything. Another scene people hate. When all the other worlds are like bumping into each other, and they show like Christopher Reeve, Helen Slater.
I actually like that scene.
I did too.
CG looks terrible, but I like.
Yeah, but it's
because you get the Nicolas Cage Batman.
Yeah,
and that never happened.
Superman, yeah,
yeah, Superman. So yeah, that never happened.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Tim Burton's Superman.
Yeah,
so he would have been the Superman to Michael Keaton's Batman.
And his joke is just like, well, this could have existed in other multiverses.
Yes,
it's just another. I think it was just another good way to further explain how the multiverse can potentially work.
Yes. Yes.
I am the Flash. I can save everyone. Nobody dies.
Oh, yeah. Young Barry.
Young B.
And the way his voice was getting there, how they...
He got evil.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody dies. I was like, Ezra.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got real. She's the best and kindest person in the world.
Oh, talking about his mom.
Talking about his mom.
Yeah.
who the fuck is this? What's wrong with you? And then I had, Harry, I live right here. It's okay. That's all the ones I had. If you wanted to throw in any extras, I missed. I know there was some I missed, but you can throw in the extras.
Okay, this is the Ben Affleck Batman. Yeah. Barry, those scars we have make us who we are. We're not meant to go back and fix them. And there's nothing broken with you that needs to be fixed.
Dude, that was one I forgot to fucking write down. Take it
from an old guy who's made plenty of mistakes.
Yep. Facts.
Yeah. Tell me something. If you get your powers back, you can go anywhere. You can go to another timeline, another universe. Why do you want to stay and fight for this one? Because this is the world where my mom lives.
My mom lives.
I went back in time to save her. I'm not going to lose her again.
Real rough. Yeah. Crazy.
I lost my parents, but that pain made me who I am. Bruce Wayne says it. Michael Keaton. I'm not sure who I am without it, actually. I spent a lifetime trying to right the wrongs of the past. As if putting on a cape and fighting crime would bring my parents back. You actually did it.
You actually did it, yeah. Crazy.
Now, hold on here. There's actually... Oh, time has a pattern that it can't help reliving. Different people, different worlds drawn to each other like magnets. That's the inevitable intersection.
Yeah, inevitable intersection, yeah.
Now, my favorite line from Batman, and it's Michael Keaton again. I'd do a lot better just giving all my money away, because if I really wanted to end crime, I should end poverty.
Yeah, yo, that's... Man, I don't know how I missed that one. That's probably the realest line in the whole fucking movie.
I know. Like, think about it. There's a lot of crazy shit, and Batman's the one who says all the good
stuff. Yeah, I'm like,
whether it's Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton, or even George Clooney, like, what's wrong with you?
Isn't that the greatest? That might be one of the realest lines ever said in a movie.
Yeah.
Man, holy shit.
And the thing is, it gets overlooked because it's the Flash and no one gives a fuck.
That's a real line. Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, that's real.
And other stuff I already said. I know sex exists. I've just never experienced it. Oh, here's another really great line. Not every problem has a solution, Barry.
Not every problem has a solution.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah, because you need help. You did say that. Mm-hmm. And Batman, when he's like hooking Barry up to get electrocuted, for the record, I think this is nuts.
I think this is nuts.
And one great thing I love about, like, the way Bruce Wayne dresses after he cuts his hair and he's like not really a recluse anymore, he has like an ascot on and that shirt, I believe, and I could be wrong, that is a nod to how Adam West would dress in the 60s TV show.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God, I fucking love it.
Yeah,
just because there's so many references.
A lot of callbacks and references to... A lot of different versions of the stuff. And that's, I think the director did a good job of showing his appreciation for all the other adaptations of this shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he did a good job of showing that, I think.
All right. Just one more from Teenage Barry. Yes, oh, great. Sir. To die at the feet of a Sputnik. That's probably the only Russian thing he knows.
Yeah. Didn't touch. That's funny as hell.
Yeah.
All right, man. What's age the best?
What's aged the best? I think the idea of self-sacrifice for the greater good and that, you know, like when Kara asks him, like, why did you not just leave me there? He's like, you needed help.
You know,
like knowing that, like, selflessly helping others.
Selfless act.
Yeah, without any thought of consequence or getting payback for it. I think that has aged well, because that should be the meaning of life.
Was like, bro, if we stop doing that, the world would cease to exist after a while.
It would,
like, from the biggest things to the smallest things, from helping a dude who's stuck in the snow get out, you know, to donating $1 billion to a cause, no matter what it is. Like, if we just stop doing things, dude, this, we don't,
everything would
fall apart, man.
Yeah.
Yep. I had Ezra's performance.
Yeah, it's still great.
It's still great.
This is probably the 15th time I've watched this movie.
I was cracking up watching this shit this time around. I think I laughed the most this time around than the other times I watched it. Yeah, I was like, this movie's funny as shit.
Let's go.
I have Michael Keaton.
Oh my god! Yeah, honestly, Michael Keaton is like a fine wine.
He's a fun, just him in general.
He might be the male version of Jane Fonda.
He could be
if you think about it, because he's still going strong.
He's looked the same for the last 20 years, really. Yeah, like
he has.
He's still fucking spry as hell.
Yeah, he is.
I'm like, this is gonna hurt. This was a pretty physical role for him.
Yes,
he did a lot in this. And I had. Just helping people, saving your parents.
Yeah.
But realizing everything happens for a reason, though.
Yeah, and realizing that, like, being selfish to benefit yourself may screw up
everything else
for everyone else. Yeah, be selfish,
but
yeah,
everything happens for a reason. This movie shows you that.
Yes.
What's age the worst?
Special effects.
I have visual effects, and I had cancel culture.
Yes. I understand.
I don't love it. I don't love it. I don't love the fact that,
it's because it's one-sided.
It's one-sided most of the time, and it's like, you're going to throw away everyone's hard work because they made a mistake. Now, certain mistakes can't be forgiven. Now, if you're diddying it up, okay, you done.
But here's my problem with that, though. Like, some people get blacklisted, some people go to jail, and others get elected president.
That
should be canceled. and I hate to bring that up, but it's true, right?
I mean, it is.
Yeah, so how do you explain that? And that's just a rhetorical question.
There's versions of cancel culture because
if this was
Leonardo DiCaprio, he wouldn't be canceled.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So because Ezra Miller was on the rise,
yeah.
But he was known enough to where it's like, oh, you're known enough to where people give a shit, but you ain't known enough to get away with this.
Yeah.
It's like, because I think didn't he get off with all this shit? He's not.
Yeah, it came out like a year later that most of the stuff was either made up or the people just dropped it. They were like, whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is. So it's like, ain't nobody going to remember this shit. Like, people don't even remember it now.
Yeah.
The only reason we're talking about it is we're talking about The Flash.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But Ezra Miller still ain't been in no movies. So that fucking sucks. So
maybe he was cursed by being in the Fantastic Beasts movies with J.K. Rowling, You know, maybe it was just fallout from her.
They're like, look, that ship is just going to sink.
Yeah.
She too rich, so it don't matter. She's so rich, bro.
Yeah.
Most rewatchable scenes. When you see what happens to Barry's mom.
Yeah.
When he talks with Bruce about going back to save both their parents, Ben Affleck.
Yes, yes.
When he speed cleans his apartment before shit comes through.
Yeah, when Iris is there.
Yeah. When he meets his young self.
Yes.
When they recreate how he got the powers.
Yes.
When Barry is running super slow through the hallway. That's absolutely.
That's
actually
the best
rewound
scene.
That because I'm like, his face is so funny.
Yeah.
When young Barry starts to use his powers for the first time.
Yes.
When Barry meets Barry's homies.
Oh, yeah.
When they go to Bruce's crib. When they go to the Batcave.
Yeah.
When they go to Russia and get Supergirl. When they fight Zod and the Kryptonians. When Batman dies.
Oh, yeah.
When he hugs his mom at the grocery store.
Yes.
When his dad gets acquitted. When George Clooney pulls up. And then the end credit, after credits.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa drunk.
Don't forget, like, when he's running to Gotham City, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
like
scene,
that
too.
Scene.
That's a good scene, too.
Because it shows, like, you know, before the hated scene, but it's like it shows... One, his speed, but also, like, the distance.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, because they had the signs and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, Gotham had a lot of people. I guess it's supposed to be, like, New York. Shit.
Yeah.
That place was so depressing. Best characters. I had Barry, all Bruce's.
Yeah.
And Kara.
Yeah. Wait, is it just old Barry?
All Barry's.
All Barry's? Okay, yes.
All Barry's, all Bruce's, and Kara.
Yeah.
Worst characters? I mean, I just
Young
had,
Barry?
I, I didn't have him worse.
Well, he's one that
can't walk the line, but I don't think he was so bad where he would be a worse character. Yeah. I was like, he could be annoying at times, but he's just like your annoying kid brother, you know?
Yeah.
I had Zod, even though he's not really in it, but he is the villain.
So, yeah, he is.
I mean, just kinda, by default.
Yeah.
Like, was that even Michael Shannon? Was that actually him?
I think it was, yeah.
Okay.
It was Michael Shannon and the woman from Man of Steel.
Man of Steel, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they weren't on set long.
A week maybe, yeah. Nitpicks, obviously the VFX, way they look. You had some nitpicks. What did you have?
Well, with the visual effects, I think just to prove my point about the Speed Force, when the Dark Flash like knocks him out of the Speed Force, you notice the visual effects on him are better than the effects that are around
they
him.
They are.
That's why I think my theory might be correct about the Speed Force and how he
sees
it.
You might be right.
Because it's not necessarily what he's experiencing at that moment. Mm-hmm. Whereas that dude was, so he was crystal clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That might have just went over people's heads.
I think.
Or people just saw this rubbery looking shit and was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the only nitpick I really have has to do with how the multiverse is represented in this film and how it's represented in other films. And I'll use Deadpool and Wolverine as an example.
Uh-huh.
So, like, in this film, Barry has at least two different costumes, and he references his original costume from, like, Justice League. Because mm-hmm. he's trying to tell young Barry about
it. Yeah.
Whereas
if you see it and it looks shitty as hell compared to the new one.
But it's like if you were watching like a Marvel movie, each costume would be a different universe.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make any sense to me. At least in this one, it's like I'm able to change costumes and still be the same character.
Yeah.
Whereas like think about Sony's Tom Holland Spider-Man stuff. How many different costumes has he had?
He had like five.
In those films,
so many.
But like, if that wouldn't have been a Sony film, that would have been five different versions of Spider-Man.
From five different universes.
In the Spider-Verse, it would have been five
more,
different.
Yeah, it makes sense. In Spider-Verse, it makes far more sense.
Yeah.
Because that would... Yeah, because like Peter B. Parker...
Yeah.
Don't look like Miles Morales.
No.
They have totally different suits. And they, you would have different suits for different guys... Because they're going to think differently on how they want it. And it's like, why would Tom Holland get so many damn suits? I get the Tony Stark upgrade.
Whatever.
That's fine. But he don't need all these damn suits.
No.
Like, we don't give a shit about his suits.
No, he has to look like Spider-Man.
I prefer just the straight royal blue and straight red.
Yeah.
You know, old school OG. Like, I like the dark Miles Morales shit. That's cool. But, like for me, that is some odd rock because, I'm an alternative dude.
Yeah.
But I do love seeing the classic spider suit.
But that's really my nitpick. It's with other films other than Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, they got it right.
They try to handle the multiverse. Like, even in, like, Multiverse of Madness, like, Doctor Strange was in the Defenders and he had that costume. That's not a different version of Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, I bitched about it before. Like, Wolverine did get crucified on an X at one point.
Yeah.
When the X-Men broke up, it wasn't a different universe.
It wasn't.
He's not Jesus in that universe. It was a storyline where the Reavers, the guys from like Logan that were hunting him down, the Reavers hunted him down and like nailed him to the cross, and then Jubilee found him. That's how she came to the X-Men. You know, like that's really my nitpick, but it's not with this film. It's that other films don't handle the multiverse, I think, as well as this film did.
Yeah, I think this film handled it pretty well. It wasn't confusing. It all made sense.
And as far as Miles Morales goes, remember in the Spider-Verse films, he's not supposed to be Spider-Man.
He's not supposed to be.
So that's why he's kind of an outlier.
Yeah, because they want to kill his ass.
Yeah, they do, because he fucked it up for everyone else.
Dude, that last fight scene with him and... Oscar Isaac Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, this is insanity.
Yeah.
Man, we need Spider-Man 3.
I know. We need Beyond.
The way that jaw ends. Miles v. Miles. Miles v. Wild. Yeah, that's going to be crazy. So anyway,
other than the Spider-Verse films, I think this is the best. And Everything Everywhere All at Once isn't a superhero film. So I think this is the best version of the multiverse in a superhero.
Superheroes, yeah, for sure. Because they go off the rails in Endgame, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
I think they go off the rails a little bit with
it.
They were jumping around way too much. People were like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and I We might have to do just one where we bitch about that, because I have
multiverse
some issues with, because they're time traveling, so they're going to screw things up. Of course,
they don't screw up enough.
And why don't they just have someone that has either foresight or the power to stop him from snapping, just go back in time when he's going to snap? Problem solved. You don't have to do this time heist shit.
Yeah, the time heist. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
They needed a 3+ hour movie.
Yeah.
But recasting Kyle Schreiber. We only did two. We just did Barry and Kara, because we felt that all the Batmans, Michael Keaton, we just can't disrespect him.
Yes.
And recast him. It's got to be Michael Keaton for old Batman. You need Ben and you need George to pop up.
Yeah.
Like, we need a Batman that's already done it. So we're not going to do that. So, and the Flash is new to live action, so we can recast him.
Yes.
So Barry. So who is this dude you're talking about?
Oh, Grant. I just mentioned Grant Gustin because he played him on the TV show.
Yeah. Well, fuck
him. But yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I understand.
I need someone a little harder, someone a little more edge.
So I was wondering, if how you feel, would some of your go-to guys be too good looking?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought so. I thought too smooth too. Some of them, like,
yeah.
Of course, you know, I thought about like Austin Butler's too handsome.
I know he's one of the guys I thought of.
Yeah, Libra. He's too smooth, especially
because he's blonde. Because Barry in the comics is blonde.
Yeah. Austin Butler is gonna make Barry too cool.
What about Glenn Powell?
He's too big.
Like too big, like, of an actor, you mean?
No, okay. Like Glenn Powell's a big dude.
But like he doesn't have a runner's body.
No, you need somebody on the slender side. I was thinking more of the Ezra Miller route. I was thinking Finn Wolfgard, bro, from Stranger Things.
God, you know what?
He's kind of funny. Like in the It movies,
yeah,
he's funny and he's all, I mean,
he's such a beanpole. He would have to beef up just to look like a runner. He might have to
beef up a little bit.
Yeah, just to look like a runner.
But it'd be easier to beef him up than to try and make Glenn Powell look small.
Well, wait.
And he might be too old.
If you're going to like the Stranger Things route, what about Joe Kearney, the guy, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I like him too.
Yeah, because I think he
You
might,
know what? I think I like that more.
Because if he brings like that Steve energy to it. Because
he's got the humorous side.
Yeah.
He's good looking enough, but yeah, not like strikingly good looking.
Yeah.
And he's got the right build for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Steve ended up becoming like one of my favorite characters.
He was one of the best characters.
He and Dustin together.
Yeah, they had a great relationship.
Yeah.
He was like the mom of the kids.
Yeah, he was.
He became like the
I'm a shitty boyfriend, but I'm a damn good babysitter.
Yep, facts.
Yeah.
I like that actually.
Yeah.
You might have to go with that. Because I was
racking my brain like so hard I couldn't think of anybody.
So I was like, Chalamet would have been good for this like 5 years ago. But I'm like, now he's in his own
crowd. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Man, he can't play this. And then Tom Holland's already Spider-Man. He's too mousy for it.
Oh, and that other guy. Hold on. Let me find out that other dude's name. Because I was mentioning someone else. I forgot who, like, fandom has said should replace him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were talking about him.
I have
who
to
the
look
people
up.
Want.
Yeah, hold on here.
Yeah, but Steve would be freaking good, man. He's a
I think he's
got
be.
The he's got the perfect energy. I think it's just like the dual roles. You need someone good though to pull it off. I think I think he could do it.
You do. Why do they not have this dude in here?
They ain't got him now.
Oh, here's it, Lucas Till.
Lucas Till. Let me see him. Oh, I guess he looks like comic book.
Yeah, yeah, he does. I think that's why people said it. Because if you look at like this picture up here.
Oh, yeah. What's he in?
He was in X-Men First Class. He played Havoc.
That's right. I keep forgetting about this dude.
Yeah, and he was in the TV remake of MacGyver. He played MacGyver.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's been in other stuff too, but like, you know,
he can work. I've just never seen. I'd have to like go and watch him do something. But
I mean, you could always do like he's too old now, but like even though he looks young, like Justin Timberlake, as way weird too, as that sounds,
he's got the energy to play him, but he's way too old,
and he has the build too.
10 years ago, maybe 10-12 years ago. Supergirl, I copped out.
Zendaya,
no, it's Jenna Ortega.
Oh my God, she'd be perfect.
Yeah, dude, she's like Spanish chick.
Yeah, yeah, like, no, dude.
Tiny, cute.
That would work because
they have a similar look.
They
have that same kind of like heavy attitude-y energy.
Yeah.
Like darker.
I think that would work. Wednesday as Supergirl.
Yeah, it will work. I mean, they look similar.
They do.
Like, so the look is there, and obviously, Jenna Ortega is incredible. I just couldn't think of any other tiny Spanish actress that would work.
Yeah,
she obviously would work well.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a cop-out, but whatever.
But sometimes you need the cop-out.
Yeah, the cop-out's there for a reason.
Yeah.
Director.
I was thinking Sam Raimi.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I copped out on the director, too.
He's good with, like, the humor.
The humor.
And he's done Spider-Man.
He's done Superman.
Yeah. Multiverse of Madness.
He's got a ton of good experience.
And Darkman.
Yeah, a ton of good experience. I copped out on the director, too. I want James Gunn.
Well, see, I was thinking Raimi because he could add a more of a horror element to the Dark Flash.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I like Raimi, too, because he did Multiverse of Madness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He could do it.
Yeah, he's done... Sure. Really good superhero film.
Yes, I'm like, oh, Sam Raimi's fine. I actually like that. I'll take that because James Gunn's such a fucking cop out.
And if Sam Raimi does it, then Bruce Campbell can play his dad.
Come in and put that. Yes, please.
Yeah,
actually, that's fucking.
Because Bruce Campbell always has to have a role.
Yeah, gotta be in it.
And he can play Barry's dad.
He'd be perfect to play Barry's dad. Yeah, James. All right, cool. Yeah, Sam Raimi. Unanswerable questions.
I guess.
How did George get to the...
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
What happened that brought George in?
And I have a theory. The theory that I have is that by doing what he did, he ended up saving that version of Batman that was Michael Keaton.
Uh-huh.
But like in our world, he got replaced with George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's actually that version of Batman... That was Michael
it's
Keaton.
Like reincarnated almost.
But yeah, it ended up like combining with Barry's world, I guess, in some weird comic book way. But I think that's why it's George Clooney, because he got replaced.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Just I have no answers.
Remember outside, Michael Keaton was dating.
Michael Keaton was dating his
J-Lo.
Trying to hit.
Yeah. And
so random.
And then he got replaced with George Clooney.
He did. Man, he's like, I'm always getting replaced with the more good-looking guy.
Damn.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That was my main unanswerable question.
Yeah, I think they did it just to kind of confuse people and as like a wink to just another Batman. Yeah,
wink to another Batman. And just something to write off of for another movie.
Yeah,
Obviously, George Clooney's like, yeah, I'm down. So
yeah, and it's like, if you think Michael Keaton is still being Batman, why not Clooney? Why can't Clooney?
Yeah, and it'd be great. We only got to see him once, too, so it'd be fun to see him come back and play it. And this, like, George Clooney now in life, it's fucking awesome.
Hell,
I love old George Clooney. So, prop you want from the movie.
Believe it or not, I love that costume.
The new costume.
Yeah, the new Flash costume.
It's sick. I had something funny. I want Barry's tooth.
The Batman Barry's tooth. Wow.
Yeah, I want Barry's tooth.
How about the 89 Batmobile?
I'll take that. I was Batmobile. Like, damn, that thing. I was like, that thing is still sick.
Yeah.
2025.
Yes.
I was like, I'll take that. I'll take the fucking Ben Affleck's white car he was driving earlier.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Or that, like, Batcycle he had.
Yeah, I'll take that. Bro, I'll take a lot of the stuff. I'll take the laughing bag.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'll take a lot of shit.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll pick Barry Steve something silly. It's just like, this guy.
Or even young Barry's costume he made out of the Batman suit.
Yeah, where he falls off the ears and shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'd take that. That was funny.
Hold on, one more nitpick. Why is young Barry sawing so slow?
Oh, he's sawing. Yeah, I'm like, you should saw that off.
Yeah. Why is it taking so long?
Snap of fingers.
Like, you might as well be old Barry trying to run.
They got to show you how the significance of him cutting these ears off of this fucking helmet. Yeah, that's funny, man. So that's what we got, man. It's a great film. I think it got overlooked. I think it got underappreciated. And I don't think all the people who worked on this besides Ezra are getting their credit, like Supergirl, like the director.
Yeah.
Although I don't like the CG, I do think it's very well paced. It's 2.5 hours, and it does not feel like it at all. It flies by. It really does. Like, at one point, I had to pause it for a minute, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm already an hour and 45 in. I was like, I felt like I was watching for like an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this shit's almost over. I was like, it paces really well. There's not a lot of filler in it. Everything in it is needed to explain the story. I do think it was edited. Right? Well, yeah, there's not a lot of filler in this movie.
And you know what? Another MVP, we should say Christina Hodson, I think, is the writer.
Good writing.
She wrote Birds of Prey.
Oh, she's clearly a great superhero writer.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a good screenplay. The dialogue is great. It's like, what I like about the dialogue in this movie versus the TV show sounds real.
Yeah.
It sounds real. I was like, is that first episode of The Flash? I'm like, God, this feels like someone wrote this for a TV show. And yeah. I was like,
they're trying to set up something that is unbelievable.
Yes. Now, I will say, like, it looked good. I was like, the look of it's good and all that. But I was just like, oh, man, it's a CW show. But the movie is written very crisply, and the actors pull it off. Everyone, I just feel bad for this movie, because I think this movie could have doubled its box office that it got, and we could be looking at a fun sequel with some more characters.
Yeah,
we definitely probably get Jason Momoa come in, probably get Gal Gadot come in. You know, it would have just been a good time. You know, this really could have kind of revitalized Justice League.
Yeah.
And could have brought a second wave of Justice League on, kind of like that second wave of Avengers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we could have had that, and it could have started with The Flash.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Spider-Man kind of sparked that second wave of Avengers at Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
Endgame.
Yeah. Yeah, because after Civil War, and there was a new Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was like once
it changed, everything changed.
Was it Far From Home? After Far From Home, that was kind of when shit really was like,
yeah,
let's get it. So, yeah, I think it's a good film. I think if you haven't, I hope you didn't watch this all if you haven't seen it. But if you've only seen it once or didn't finish it and you didn't like it, I would strongly advise you to give it one more watch.
Yeah.
So what kind of grade are you looking at?
Believe it or not, I'm going to give it a solid A, like a 95. I want to give it an A+ just for the acting. The
acting is definitely an A+.
But I know people will be angry.
Oh, they'll kill you.
So I'll give it an A.
I'm going to give it an 87%.
So like
a low B+.
Okay.
Because I do enjoy this film. I'm not saying it's got a lot of flaws. I'm not saying it's the best hero movie by any means. But I definitely think it's one that was fun. It was, for me, it was the most fun hero movie I'd seen in a while.
Yeah.
And a good while.
And it shows why The Flash as a character, even in the comics, is like one of the best heroes, because, you know, he's willing to do whatever he can to help.
Like you said, I'm the janitor.
Yeah.
And he's willing to clean shit. He's willing to clean up the shit. He really is. And like, that's, and you can see that in both versions of him, young and old.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And like I said, the only hero movie to come out this good recently is Guardians 3.
Oh, yeah.
Guardians 3. Other than that, ain't nothing been, I think, I'll take The Flash over Love and Thunder, Multiverse of Madness. Deadpool Wolverine's good.
Yeah.
If that's good,
but,
too.
But that's, like,
that's like a
comedy. It's a buddy comedy.
It's a buddy comedy with two comic book characters.
Yeah. Seeing those two together, like Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are like almost best friends in real life.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's going to be good, even if it sucks.
Yeah. It was good, though. It is good. I did have a lot of fun with Deadpool movie. Yeah. I laughed my ass.
But it was also a love letter to what Fox did for, you know, 20 plus years in the superhero genre. So it was basically their version of The Flash, how The Flash ended. The Snyderverse, Deadpool and Wolverine ended the Foxverse.
Yeah, the Foxyverse.
Yeah.
All right, so what, Scott Pilgrim?
Wait, I thought you wanted to do Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah, let's do Nosferatu for the Oscars.
Yes, and then we'll do Scott Pilgrim. Yeah,
we'll do Nosferatu. Then we'll make some predictions for the Oscars, and then we'll do Scott Pilgrim after the Oscars.
Okay.
So then awards season will be over. Then we can just do whatever.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Have fun. All right, bet. So guys, go out and watch The Flash. Like and subscribe. Drop your comments. If you don't like The Flash, please tell us what you didn't like about it. We have the comic book guru here. So if you're a comic book dude and you want to, this is the guy to do it. Drop your comments. Yes. He will reply. Trust me.
Yes.
So I'm Dom.
I'm Jamie.
And this was Cutting Room Floor.